98.1 KZE. It is MK with you a couple minutes after 4 o'clock on your Monday. Friday, I think it was Friday, we had Shannon McGee, owner of the Park Theater, in the studio, and he kept talking about how great Chops LeConte is, and now we have Chops in the studio with Unfinished Business. Please welcome Unfinished Business to 98.1 KZE.
Yeehaw. Here we go.
KZE live in the studio with Unfinished Business. We got Chops and Alex. Welcome to the studio.
Thanks.
Nice to be back home.
Yeah. Great to see you. Great to hear you. This was kind of perfect timing because Shannon was talking you guys up so much. And now I get to hear you for myself, and you're wonderful.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Come out to the show.
That's Saturday, right?
This Saturday, February 22nd at the Park Theater in Hudson. We got some good special guests.
Yeah.
We got Barry Ryan of the legendary Rock Cats,
awesome.
Which were the first rockabilly band of the second wave to start it up back in like 1980. Barry's going to be there with us, and we got a little bit of Zydo Billy with it. So sometimes there's a little accordion accompanying us. So. Nice. So we'll see what happens with that.
I'm getting the sense that it's like a conglomeration of musicians who know each other from the scene, kind of like jamming, having some fun with
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, we used to do a thing with my buddy Sauerkraut Seth where we would have Sauerkraut Seth's, you know, musical review. And so I kind of said, let's do that again. Seth, unfortunately, moved all the way over to the Shetland Islands. So,
good for him.
No trees over there, too much wind. But I wanted to do something like this because I have a lot of friends, but maybe make it a little bit more rock and roll.
Yeah.
You know, and I have a lot of friends to pull from with that, so that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we're going to have Billy X. Wilder playing with yes. us as well.
And his sister Binky. And this will be their first time collaborating
together.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh,
so
boy.
We're really excited about that. Binky's played with me and the Minivans and other local bands up here. So we're excited to get her out of her shell a little bit with something else.
Awesome. It's going to be a really special show. That's Saturday night at the Park Theater in Hudson. Unfinished Business live in the studio with me. You guys got another one for us?
Oh, yeah. Yeehaw.
Do a little cowboy.
This
is
all right.
This is one that I did with my band Slick Pelt a million years ago, and here we go. A cowboy only in my dream. Never was a lover till you came to me. Should have been a cowboy a long time ago. Should have been my lover, how was I to know? Cowboy, should have been with me. Cowboy.
98.1 KZE, Unfinished Business in the studio. That is an incredibly fun band name. There's a lot you can do with that.
We got work to do.
Yep, a lot of unfinished business.
Work is never done.
Yeah, is that where it came from?
Actually, it came from my good friend Danny Gatton, one of my mentors. It was an album title for him. I had originally seen him like in 19 with Robert Gordon playing lead guitar, and it was something that basically blew your mind. So then I had heard that he went solo, and he put a flexi disc in like Guitar Player magazine, and they said the world's greatest unknown guitar player. I said, I know that guy, and I played this song Nitpicking, and every guitar player knew what it was all about. That it was really different, and so that's where the name came from. You know, when I used to go see Danny, dreams used to come true. Like as you were watching him, you can do that. Yeah, you can do that. I mean, he could do anything with it. I mean, he used to challenge people like, give me something and I'll play slide with it. People were handing him cinder blocks. He played slide with it.
Seriously? Anything.
He was truly something else. We miss him dearly, and this is our way of kind of letting other people know who he was and who he still is.
So a little bit of a tribute as well.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. Tell me a little bit about this bass. This is a very beautiful bass.
This is a King double bass. Her name is Mia. I used to name basses after like girlfriends and stuff.
Sure.
And I named my first one after somebody, and so I named, this is an Italian bass, this one's a Formia, you know. But it's a King double bass, 2003. I picked the colors, and my friend Jason Burns built it, and they sent it to me. They almost got it to me for my show in Vegas in 03. I just missed getting it then.
Oh, because it's Vegas appropriate. For the folks at home who can't see it, I took a picture I'll put on Instagram, but it's like, I would call it like a cobalt blue with a flame pattern.
Yeah, and she goes from blue to purple on the edges and stuff like that.
Yeah.
She's got a lot of war marks on her and a Cowboys in the Campfire set list on the side so we can read it when we're playing.
And a bunch of Saturday to the Park Theater, you'll see Choppy standing on it probably.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
So you're rough on this thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And signed by a bunch of interesting people on
Cindy
the side.
Cindy Cash Dollar, whose brother Russ Cash Dollar is our drummer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I see Sonny Landreth, on there.
Lee Rocker and some guy named Victor Wooten.
Oh, some guy. Wow, man. Yeah, that's incredible. If you're just joining us, it's Unfinished Business in the studio, and you can see them with the full band and then some this Saturday night at the Park Theater in Hudson. Would you like to grace us with one more? You got time?
Absolutely.
Sure, cool. Absolutely. Let's do it.
Which one you want to go with?
That's up to you, Chop.
We were talking about nitpicking.
Yeah, let's try it.
Do you dare?
This is Danny Gatton. We'll try it.
Thank you.
98.1 KZE, Unfinished Business, live in the studio. You can see them. Well, I was going to say you can see them finish the business, but I don't think it's going to be done on Saturday. It's never done.
It's never done.
That's right. Well, Chops, Alex, thank you guys so much for joining me. That was wonderful.
Thanks a lot.
Come out and join us. Great to be back here again. This is the first time in a while.
Yeah. Well, come back again soon. Yes, doesn't have to be a one and done thing.
Absolutely.
Saturday night at the Park Theater in Hudson. That's Unfinished Business. We got your community bulletin board now, and Duran Jones up next.